Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, raises alarm over lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities in Bangladesh. UN Human Rights Council passes motion for an independent probe into human rights abuses in Iran. Russia, Ukraine and United States trilateral talks to continue today at Abu Dhabi on resolving Moscow-Kiev crisis. US bracing for massive winter storm leading to cancellation of more than 1,800 flights and triggering power outages. And India to take on New Zealand in third and final group stage game in Under-19 Cricket World Cup at Zimbabwe today. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, "At present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history." She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring the safety of religious minority groups, women, girls, and the most vulnerable sections in society. Ms. Hasina also called for an end to politically motivated acts intended to intimidate the Bangladesh Awami League and other opposition parties, and invited the United Nations to conduct a new and truly impartial investigation into the events of the past year. Urging the citizens of Bangladesh not to give up, she called for public support to reclaim democracy.
The nation has been plunged into an age of terror, relentless and suffocating. Democracy is now in exile. Human rights have been trampled into the dust. Freedom of the press has been extinguished. Violence, torture and sexual assault against women and girls raised unchecked. In this grave hour, the entire nation must rise, united and galvanized by the spirit of our great liberation war.
The United Nations rights body has condemned Iran for rights abuses and mandated an investigation into a recent crackdown on anti-government protests that killed thousands of people. Speaking during an emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, High Commissioner Volker Turk voiced concerns for detainees and called upon the Iranian authorities to reconsider, to pull back and to end their brutal repression. Mr. Turk said they have indications that the security forces made mass arrests in several cities, even pursuing injured people into hospitals and detaining lawyers, human rights defenders, activists and ordinary citizens. He also noted that the crackdown intensified on January the 8th with security forces using live ammunition against demonstrators, resulting in the deaths of thousands of people, including children. The council passed a motion extending a previous inquiry set up in 2022 so UN investigators could also document the latest unrest for potential future legal proceedings. Iran's mission rejected the Rights Council's politicized resolution and said it can investigate the events on its own. 25 states, including France, Mexico and South Korea, voted in favor, while 7, including China and India, voted against and 14 abstained. Representatives from Russia, Ukraine and the United States held talks at Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, yesterday in the first round of trilateral negotiations on resolving the Moscow-Kiev crisis. The meeting was attended by all three countries since the conflict between Russia and Ukraine began nearly 4 years ago. U.S. officials said the talks were productive and will continue today as well, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian President Vladimir Putin must be ready to end the war he started. However, the key sticking point remains territorial issues, including Russia's demand that Ukraine give up the 25% of the Donetsk region, which Kyiv still controls. The trilateral meeting comes following a long meeting between President Vladimir Putin and U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Moscow, which Russia described as useful. In the United States, police arrested about 100 clergy demonstrating against President Donald Trump's increased immigration enforcement at Minnesota's largest airport yesterday. It comes as thousands of people braved bitter cold to march through the streets against Trump's administration immigration crackdown across the state. Metropolitan Airports Commission spokesman Jeff Lee said the clergy were issued misdemeanor citations of trespassing and failure to comply with a peace officer and were then released. The protests are part of a broader movement with labor unions, progressive organizations and clergy urging Minnesotans to stay away from work, school and even shops. On the other hand, the United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk has condemned the repeated use of unnecessary or disproportionate force in U.S. immigration enforcement. Mr. Turk expressed shock at the now routine abuse and denigration of migrants and refugees. U.S. President Donald Trump has slammed Ottawa for rejecting his proposed Golden Dome missile defense project over Greenland, even though the system will protect Canada. In a social media post, President Trump said Canada has instead voted in favor of doing business with China, warning that Beijing can eat them up within a year. It comes as the United States' neighboring country chooses closer ties with China over U.S.-backed security. President Trump's outburst comes amid escalating tensions between the U.S. and its northern neighbor, following recent remarks by Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the 56th annual summit of the World Economic Forum in Davos. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States is bracing for a massive winter storm that has already led to the cancellation of more than 1,800 flights, disrupting travel across several regions and triggering power outages amid biting cold across the country. Schools in Chicago and other Midwestern cities closed yesterday as the storm began, affecting roughly half the country from Texas to New England. Forecasters warn the storm could cause damage rivaling a hurricane, with power outages, ice-coated roads, and hazardous travel. Gusty winds are expected to drop wind chill below zero, with minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit possible in the northern and central plains. Over a dozen states have declared emergencies, and officials are urging residents to prepare for the storm and stay indoors. In the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India will take on New Zealand in their third and final group stage game at Bulawayo, Zimbabwe today. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In table tennis, the Indian pair of Manush Shah and Diya Chitale clinched the mixed doubles title at the WTT Contender Muscat 2026 in Oman yesterday. The third-seeded Indian duo defeated China's fourth seed Huang Yuzheng and Shi Shunjiao 3-2 in the final. Currently ranked world number 8, Manush and Diya secured their second mixed doubles title at a WTT contender event. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, raises alarm over lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities in Bangladesh. UN Human Rights Council passes motion for an independent probe into human rights abuses in Iran. Russia, Ukraine and United States trilateral talks to continue today at Abu Dhabi on resolving Moscow-Kyiv crisis. US bracing for massive winter storm leading to cancellation of more than 1,800 flights and triggering power outages. And India to take on New Zealand in third and final group stage game in Under-19 Cricket World Cup at Zimbabwe today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.